Now, just as the kalima purifies the kufr of the heart, and just as istighfar and tawbah purify the sins of the heart, najasa is purified by water. Najasa is an Arabic term which implies physical impurity. For example, urine, stool, alcohol. These are considered impure objects. Water is considered the major tool of uplifting that impurity. And when we speak of tahara in the books of fiqh, we actually mean this type of tahara. Meaning, how do you purify your body from impurity, physical impurity? How do you purify your clothing from physical impurity? How do you purify your prayer place, your ground, from physical impurity? So this is the type of tahara that we will focus on for the remainder of these sessions. Now, the other types of tahara that I just spoke of, the tahara of the heart, that's a very, very important aspect of this deen. And we will touch on points as we move, we will touch on different spiritual points of tahara in general as we move through, but I want to emphasize the fiqh because that's the first step. The first step towards purification is to purify your body, your place, etc., because that will perfect your salah. And when you perfect your salah, the salah itself will then allow you to perfect the rest of your life. The salah is so essential. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mandates the salah for us 5 times a day, in essence, that is the means by which we reflect upon ourselves. So if you can lay that foundation, firm, solid, and then build a beautiful salah upon it, everything else in your life will fall into place. That's all you need. Everything else in your life will fall into place. So this is the essential thing that we will focus on in these sessions of tahara, meaning tahara of physical impurity. The Sharia classifies objects as either pure or impure. Physical objects as either pure or impure. Impure objects will always remain impure. You cannot purify them. And pure objects, if they become afflicted with some sort of impurity, then you can use the means of tahara to repurify them. For example, urine. The urine of a human being is impure. In fact, the urine of any animal is impure. It is always impure. You cannot purify urine. Clothing. Clothing is pure. If you have a piece of clothing in its natural state, it is pure. If a drop of urine falls upon that clothing, it renders the clothing impure. Tahara then deals with how do we re-purify that impure cloth, impure piece of cloth. That's what the essence of tahara is about. Within tahara of physical things, there are 3 essential tools. Number 1 is water. Water is the primary tool, and 90 to 95% of the time, this will be the tool which you will use to remove the physical impurities from either your clothing, your place, etc. Number 2 is earth. For example, in certain rare cases, if you're extremely sick, or if you don't have water available, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity to purify ourselves with earth, with types of earth. For example, sand in through tayammum. So that's another tool of purification within our sharia. And the third tool of purification is actually the sun. If you have something impure, for example, the ground in certain cases, and you pour a little bit of water over it and you allow it to dry, the sun can purify that ground. That's very rare, and it's probably not going to be touched upon in too much detail, but water is really what I want to focus on. And water is the primary, 90 to 95% of the time, it is the primary means by which we purify our clothing, our bodies through wudu, our prayer place, etc. One more thing that I should probably touch upon is that the dhabiha, the process of dhabiha, is a means by which we purify animals. And actually, the very last session of the section on tahara, I'm going to go into extreme detail on eating, because eating is also an important part of tahara, because those molecules that we eat eventually form our body. Those molecules are then used to build our muscle, our body, etc. And so the very last session on tahara, I'll touch in detail upon purifying food and seeking pure food. So in general, you should know that the dhabiha, the process of dhabiha, takes an animal which is haram and makes it halal, if Allah has permitted it to be eaten. So for example, if there's a cow, if that cow dies on its own and lies dead on the floor, you're not allowed to eat it. It doesn't become halal. But when you take a knife and say Bismillah and allow that blood to run flow from it in the name of Allah, that purifies the meat of that cow. So that's another means of purification within our Sharia.